بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم. There are three main subjects which Quran talks about. Throughout the Quran, if you read, you will find three things talked about a lot. There are three main subjects of Quran. One is Tawheed, proving the oneness of Allah, introduction of Allah, Ta'aruf of Allah. And second thing is the proof of the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Risalat, his prophethood. That is also talked about a lot, proven a lot in various ways. And the third thing which is talked about a lot is the life hereafter. That death is not the end of the story. The same way Allah has brought us to life from death for the first time, Allah is going to again raise us again back to life after death. That is also proven a lot in Quran in various ways. Many examples are given, and many times Allah says, don't you understand, is it easy for something to bring back something after existence back into existence, or non-existence to existence? هل تعالى الإنسان حين من الدهر لم يكن شيئا مذكورا. A time was there that there was no name of mine. There was no existence of mine. And Allah brought me into existence. So Allah brought me to existence from non-existence. Is that hard? Or to once I already exist, now I die, then bringing back to me life, is that hard? That's way easier. So Allah has already done the hard part. Now, how can we have doubt in the easy part? Anyway, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about these three things a lot in Quran. Tawheed, Allah talks about Himself, talks about His Prophet, and talks about the life hereafter. So in this third juz, the very beginning of the third juz, so we just finished today Surah Baqarah. So what ulama fuqaha say that the chief of entire Quran is Surah Baqarah. The head of entire Quran is Surah Baqarah. And the head and chief of Surah Baqarah is Ayatul Kursi. Allahu la ilaha illahul hayyul qayyum. And what is that? Introduction of Allah. That Allah is introducing Himself. Allahu la ilaha illahu. And Allah is the one. No one is deserved to be worshipped but Allah. No one is deserved to be taken as Allah but Allah. And what? Not for only certain time. Al-Hayy. He is forever living. He is the Lord forever. Al-Qayyum. Everything exists because of Him. This heaven and the earth, whatever circumstances we are in, our life, our very existence, is the source of our existence is Allah. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. He never yawns, never sleep. ولا يؤده حفظهما. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taking care of this earth and heaven, this entire universe, doesn't tire Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not get tired. ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء. Nothing is out from the knowledge of Allah. Allah knows each and everything. And one ayat really amazes me. That Allah says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ. We have created this human being. وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُ. When he talks to himself, inside him, we know that too. When we are talking to ourselves, inside of us, nobody is listening. Not even we ourselves are listening. The words are not even coming out. It's just I'm thinking inside. Allah knows that. Allahu Akbar. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ. He is the greatest. He is Azim. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through different stories, Allah proves His grandeur, His greatness, His power, that Allahu ala kulli shay'in qadeer. Allah is able to do everything, everything. Now the two famous stories are mentioned in Third Juz. One is the story of Uzair alayhi salam, that when he came by this city, which were all dead, which all died. So he said, قَالَ أَنَّ يُحْيِ هَذِهِ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. They all have died. Who's going to raise them back to life? This question, Allah heard it. Allah said, let me show him. Who can bring him back to life? So my dear brothers and sisters, our iman is only to the level of knowledge yet, that we know Allah. Yes, there is Allah. One is the iman of mushahada, that you see it with your own eyes. Oh, can you imagine that level? That when you see it with your own eyes, you see the unseen. So Allah showed him. فَأَمَاتَهُ اللَّهُ مِئَةَ عَامٍ ثُمَّ بَعْثَ. Allah, he went to sleep and he kept on sleeping for a century. How many? 100 years. مِئَةَ عَامٍ ثُمَّ بَعْثَ. Then Allah raised him. Allah waked him. Can you imagine? Can you imagine that scene? He is sitting. His food is there, his donkey on which he rides is there, and he went asleep, and he kept on sleeping for 100 years. Then Allah says, "Summa ba'asa." Qala kam labist? Allah asked him, "How much he slept?" So he said, "Labistu yawman aw ba'd yawm." You know, death. What ulama say? Ukhtul maut. Death is Sleep is a sister of death. Sleep is a sister of death. The way sleep comes to us, the same way death will come. All of a sudden a person will die. So anyway, so Allah asked him, how much you slept? He said, labistu yawman aw ba'd yawm, maybe a day or half a day. And Allah said, no, bal labista mi'ata 'amin. You slept for 100 years. فَانْظُرْ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِكَ وَشَرَابِكَ لَمْ يَتَسَنَّ. Now, the food was supposed to be rotten and the donkey is supposed to be died for 100 years. But Allah is showing us, telling us that Allah is in control. Whatever happened in this world, whatever happens in the heaven, it is from the order of Allah. If Allah wills, then it happens. If Allah doesn't will, it will never happen. So the food, لَمْ يَتَسَنَّ. Even after 100 years, the food was still fresh. The food was still fresh. And وَنْظُرْ إِلَىٰ حِمَارِكَ وَلِنَجْعَلَنَّكَ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَنْظُرْ إِلَىٰ الْعِظَامِ كَيْفَ نُنْشِزُهَا. And the donkey, it died and it disintegrated, right? The bones were all turned into dust. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in front of his very own eyes, Uzair alayhi salam is watching. The bones came back together. The flesh got back on the bone. And the skin got back on the flesh. And the donkey started screaming again. Subhanallah. Similar, right after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proved again the way Allah is in control and Allah will bring death back to life. So, One is belief, my dear brothers and sisters. One is satisfaction. You know, satisfaction is not against belief. If you're not satisfied, it doesn't mean that you don't believe in something. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah. He asked Allah, Rabbi arini kayfa tuhyil mauta. Can you show it to me? How are you gonna bring dead back to life? Allah said, you don't believe? Qalu bala, I believe. There's no question in believing. Walakin liyatma'inna qalbi. I want to satisfy myself. Then Allah told him the trick. Allah told him, okay. So see, my dear brothers, why I'm telling you this story. We all know this story. The idea is, when you want to see the Qudrat of Allah, Allah will show it to you. It is, our eyes are closed. We don't want to see the Qudrat of Allah. That's why we don't see it. Our iman, 40 years back, what the level of my iman was, there is the iman is still like that. I never wanted to learn iman. I never wanted to raise the level of iman. Allah never showed me. When you ask Allah to show you, Allah will show you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him. Allah told him, take 4 birds and tame them. Tame them to such level. Tame them to such level that when you call them, they flew to you. When you call them, they will flow to you. They will flow you. So he tamed all of them, all the 4 birds. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him, فَصُرْهُنَّ ثُمَّ جَعَلَ عَلَى كُلِّ جَبَلٍ مِّنْهُنَّ جُزَانٍ. Then you slaughter them and you ground their meat. And you mix their meat. And then make the meat into 4 parts and put each part on one mountain. And then you start calling the names of the bird. ثُمَّ دُعُوهُنَّ يَأْتِينَكَ سَعْيَا. You will call them and they will run towards you. The same way the meat back came back together, the bird came again and came to him. This is what Allah is. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows his qudrat again and again in Quran in various ways. So my dear brothers and sisters, Allah has given us these 2 things. One is our life, one is our wealth. We need to use these 2 things to reach Allah, to please Allah. That's why in the 3rd juz, again, a lot of emphasis on spending our wealth in the path of Allah. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Those people, the example of those people who spend their wealth in the path of Allah, for the sake of Allah. كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلَ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِيَةُ حَبَّةٍ. For one, Allah gives 700. For $1, Allah gives the reward of $700. This is what Allah says. And then in one ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the interest. Something very big of a sin. There are a lot of information and interest. A lot of us, we don't even know what leads us to interest. What leads us to riba. That's why it's really important to learn the masail, learn the knowledge about interest. One day we were sitting in our class and our teacher taught us that the hadith, it says that a time will come that nobody is going to be saved from interest. Even the breath you will take, the air will come with interest. And this is not, isn't it not that happening? Houses are our interest. Clothes are buying. We are buying our clothes with the credit card with interest. Our cars are on interest. Our businesses are on interest. You name it, is on interest. There are very few who are saved from it. Very few. So we need to learn all those. Yes, there are. Facilities, there are easiness, but we need to learn all the masail, all the issues of interest, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah erases interest. You know, one thing I'll tell you, haram, what is the sign of haram? How do I know it is haram? Haram is always going to be excessive, always going to be a lot. And halal is going to be always less. قُلْ لَا يَسْتَوِي الْخَبِيثُ وَالطَّيِّبُ وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكَ كَثْرَةُ الْخَبِيثُ. This is what Allah said. Allah said, halal and haram can never be equal. Even though the excessiveness of haram will always admire you, will always impress you. People will always run towards a lot. In interest, we will get to earn a lot. We can buy a huge business with interest. You can run huge business on interest. But my dear brothers, that will eventually lead to destruction. Halal, little bit, is more than enough. And then in one ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيُرْبِسْ صَدَقَاتِ. So this is one thing I want to mention. I want everyone to understand and I want everyone to experience it. Please. That one sheikh, he used to say, if one does 3 things, how many things? 3 things. He earns halal money. And second thing, he finds the needy himself. He goes out and looks for the needy. That's second. Third thing is that he gives it to the needy with his own hands. Earns halal money, finds the needy himself, and then gives it to the needy with his own hands. وَيُرْبِ الصَّدَقَاتِ. His wealth will increase to such a level that he will be not able to control his wealth. This much wealth Allah will give him. This is the real source of earning wealth. And in then one ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, one in Surah Al Imran we started. So in that we recited this ayat, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا. So I remember, I went to one of my teachers and I asked him, Ustad, my sheikh, our teacher, Alhamdulillah, we are doing good when we are in the company of our teachers, when we are in the madrasa. We are doing all the amal, good deeds, and we are away from haram. But how can we stick to this path? You know, as soon we leave this environment, we fall down again. How can we stick to this path? How can we be steadfast? How can we be steadfast? What is the formula of steadfastness? This is what I asked him. Because what ulama has written, that steadfastness is even more valuable than 1,000 miracles. Al-istiqamatu fawqa alfi karama. If you are doing one deed and you're doing it each and every day, this is bigger than 1,000 miracles. That's why we do something one day and then the next day we fall back. So my teacher said to me, if you have a formula, you tell me. If you have a formula for steadfastness, you tell me. He said, there is no formula for that. The only thing is that ayat, this dua you can make. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذَا هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. This is the only way to ask to have steadfastness in life. And then one last thing I want to mention, Allahu Akbar, is the most famous ayat in Surah Al Imran. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. That if one wants to get the love of Allah, and one claims that he loves Allah, so the only way to prove his claim is to follow the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if anyone wants to know that how much Allah loves me and how much I love Allah, very easy. Just see how much your life has the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much share from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life you have got in your life. So our sleep and our wake, our, you know, eating and drinking, everything should fall with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The way he dressed, the way he spoke, the way he dealt with the family members, and the way he lived his life, the way he lived his day and night. Learn all of that and apply that into the easiest way to get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One thing I forgot, that in Surah Baqarah, Allahu Akbar, there's so many things. Surah Baqarah, just before the last ruku, the greatest ayat of the Quran is there. That ayat is, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu idha tadayantum bidayn. It is the greatest ayat, the longest ayat of Quran. So, and what is it all about? It is about dealing. It is about what? Dealings. How many times do we hear that the greatest amal in deen is salah? But how to offer salah is not mentioned in Quran in detail. It's just Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say offer salah. But the information, the details of dealings are mentioned in details. The longest ayat is about dealings. That's why our ulama, they say, one quarter of our deen is worships. Three quarters of our deen is dealings, transactions that we make. And that's why ulama say, deen comes into one's life from the door of worship, and deen leaves from one's life from the door of dealings. You'll find many people that they will offer five times salah daily. but you will hardly find one man who is honest on his job, who is honestly doing his business, who is doing his business correctly to the guidelines of Sharia. We don't even know what are the guidelines. How are we going to do it? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursalin.